Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if I were to ask you locally who you trust the most on this news, who would you say?
Pertaining just to Yamamoto, Soto, in baseball.
Mets, Yankees.
Martino.
Right. Agreed. And by the way, you were not always like that, but you, after I've been telling you, like, you got to trust him, and then you read the stuff.
Well, you know what it was, to be fair. And again, it was never that I didn't respect his work, but he came to SNY after I left, so I never worked with him.
Right.
And I was doing national for 10 years. So right. I was just kind of Heyman, Sherman, obviously watched the Yankees and the Mets every night. I dig it into the minutia of reports. I'm like, I get it from, you know, Heyman and Sherman, whatever.
Understood.
He's good.
He's good. I'm telling you, and he's I know him well, obviously, for years. So I know I trust him. And he, almost to a detriment, he doesn't care. Not that he doesn't care to be first, but he would rather be right than first, which is how you should be. And he doesn't give opinion. People think that's confusing. He reports.
He's
and gives
a true
information.
Reporter. Old school reporter. Stop beating
so
around the bush.
So here's the latest on Yamamoto.
What
do we got? This is just now I'm taking some quotes from the article because I'm not going to read the whole thing.
You can probably take the quotes that you like and leave out the ones that you don't. But anyway, keep going.
The Mets, long an underdog in this race, are actually in it.
Ooh-wee.
With perhaps a week to go before Yamamoto chooses a team,
Yamamoto.
Cohen and company appear to have steadily improved their standing. For months, they were behind the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, and others. But now, most sources with direct knowledge of Yamamoto's intentions say that the Mets have somehow climbed into a solid position. The vibe began to shift after Cohen and Stearns visited Yamamoto in Japan.
Okay.
Now, sources with direct knowledge put the Mets in the top two or three candidates to land Yamamoto.
Yeah, right next to the Yankees, and they'll finish second. But can you do me a favor? My headphones cut out a little bit.
Baby,
now
excited.
there's the happy juice you needed.
Thank you, King Cohen and Andy Martino.
Can you read the first sentence? My headphones. I honestly did not hear the first couple of words. What was the first thing that you said?
I
know it's a couple of lines. I need that.
That the Mets were out of it or were perceived to be long shots?
I think slightly after that.
God damn it. I closed out of it.
Oh, come on.
Where is this damn thing? Give me one
maybe
second.
Maybe it's not accurate. Maybe he deleted it because it's inaccurate.
No, this was multiple things. This was... I think this is actually SNY Mets. There's like two different things. Yeah, here we go. SNY Mets. Give me a second.
The first sentence or two. Just one more time real quick before we get back to the phones here.
Long an underdog in this race are actually in it.
Whoa. Yeah. Let me bow. The Mets are in it.
Well, I'm surprised.
Wow. The New York Mets with the most affluent owner in baseball are in the Yamamoto sweepstakes. I mean, I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. What transpired this insane market correction? I mean, how did this happen?
Now it seems like we need to get you some happy juice.
I'm happy as hell, baby. That's called the needle,
King,
baby.
No, it's not. Woo! Here's my thing. I always thought the Mets were legit, and you know this for months, even with following along here. And do you know why I thought they were legit? It's a pretty simple reason.
Because you're delusional.
No, because King Cohen's billions. That's why. If he wants the most money and the prestige of being in the top market, King Cohen can offer that.
I know he can. That part I will
So I'm confused as to why they were considered an underdog to begin with, and I think it stems from the fact that Yamamoto wanted the Dodgers or the Yankees because of their prestige, and obviously the Mets don't have that. They can't compete that regard.
I know. So this is the Cohen tax that I think, unfortunately for you, if this even happens here.
How do you feel now? You think he's coming to the Mets now?
No, I don't. I think he's going to. Honestly, I think it's the Yankees or the Dodgers. But I'm not ruling the Mets out. Like, again, whenever we have our fun, I will always, when it's time to give you a real answer, I'm going to give it to you. I think there's a chance that Cohen goes absolutely bonkers and he bites. But I think he's a Yankee or a Dodger.
Remember, you have.
And I think it's going to be the Yankees.
What was the slogan that the Yankee fans came up with, that cute slogan?
I don't know. A lot of championships?
No. Yeah, well,
better than the Mets? Big brother in town? What slogan are you referring to here?
2009. No, oh, here it is. All right,
2000? Hashtag 2000?
Yamasoto, right? That was it? Yamasoto?
Yes, that was it.
Yama now, Soto later.
Well, you know mine.
Ooh,
Yamamoto.
Yeah, I know yours.
Or Yamamoto, Yamamoto. Well, actually, Yamamoto to you and Yamamoto what? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tony is going.
Here. What Tony, the hell is going on?
Tony's just calling sign from already, Duchess. Dude. What's up? Next week, please, the latest. We're on vacation after that. We need it now. Tony's calling from Duchess. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
So thanks, Tony. Hey, listen, first and foremost, I want to give praise to you guys. You guys are the best. And
well, thank
Sal, you sold me a long time ago when I was watching you in the morning show filling in for the guys, when you and Jerry were sitting next to each other, and all of a sudden Al and Jerry and the guys started talking about Martians. Your face to this day still makes me laugh watching you on a morning show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, you should see his face when he actually tries to convince himself that he's going to get Yamamoto.
Oh,
it's very Martian-like. Listen, out of space.
My take on this is a little crazy, but it might make sense. So, the Yankees are in Yamamoto more than they are in Soto, and I'll tell you why. We have a younger, stronger, more agile lefty Soto we have him right now in the minors, which is the Martian.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
We're not banking on Soto to stay. If he leaves, he leaves. Guess what? The Martian steps in because he gave us a glimpse of what Soto was when he came into the league. Remember that.
It's interesting.
I don't think that's a crazy thought, Tony, and thank you for the call, and we do appreciate the kind words. I don't think that that's a crazy thought, BT, where the Yankees feel like, hey, we go all in for 1 year right now with Soto.
Yep.
See what happens. Martian comes back. You plug him in the outfield. Yankees have some other younger guys, whatever it may be. I respect going all in for 1 year. Just know what you're getting into. There's not going to be a hometown discount. There's not going to be the allure of the pinstripes in Yankee Stadium. They didn't even bring him into Yankee Stadium. Soto, to me, is as good as gone after this year.
Well, I mean, listen, if it was a Dominguez or a Volpe or a Spencer Jones or like Austin Wells and somebody, I'd say, I'd process this differently. I know it's a rental. I'll take my chances.
Enjoy it.
I'm fine.
Anthony's calling from Rockland. What's up, Ant?
Thank you for taking my call. So one thing that I also thought about with the Soto thing, and I understand that it's, I think, no matter what, a great move for the Yankees, and I do think that overall it is probably a great thing that he's in the building. But there's also a negative to this. Soto might not love the, at times, unnecessary pressure. If he gets any treatment like Stanton has gotten since he's been, you know, this season, it might be something that deters him from signing here while he has an owner right across the road, if he likes New York, that's willing to pay him the same amount of money, if not more. So I also think that while I would be very excited as a Yankee fan, I also think I'd tread lightly because he might not react to the boos and the pressure nearly as well as, you know, some other free agents might.
Yeah, we don't know, Anthony. We're going to learn about him. Thank you for the call. I got to tell you, there's something about it. I don't know if it's because he was with the Nationals and, you know, got familiar with the Mets or the National League East. I feel like Soto actually wants to be a Met. I know that sounds crazy because when you think about the two franchises, like, I get it. Nobody's going to deny the history and prestige of the Yankees.
Okay.
I'm not getting that sense from Soto.
Okay. If you don't get the sense from Soto about the Yankees, which I can understand why you'd say that on some level, why quantify why you have that sense about the Mets outside of desperation and hope and Cohen?
It's not desperation. Cohen for sure, and the most money for sure.
But why he would want the Mets? Where are we getting this from?
There were two things that come to mind from years ago. Wasn't there something about Soto, and maybe Hoff, you could help me out here.
I think I know where you're going, so I probably could. Go ahead.
Wasn't there something about Soto's brother or family?
Yes.
Okay, so explain that. Do you remember what happened
vaguely
there?
It was something about a relative, and I believe it was a Met fan, or was
there
was
something there,
Queens,
or
something like that.
There was some connection.
There was a loose connection to the Mets.
Okay. And then one time when I was at a game, Mets Nationals, and I think we were walking out later, and like there was a whole group, you know, walking out after the game is over, maybe a little later, waiting for people to clear out.
Leaving McFadden's maybe.
Yeah, right, whatever. Possibly. Yeah. I forget the exact circumstance. But there was a whole section of Soto family members waiting for him.
Hmm.
And I don't know if they were in Mets stuff or what, but it just, like, I always felt the connection with Soto in New York, but I felt it a little with the Mets. And then the third thing, and this is minuscule.
But I would need to know if you also went to the Yankees Nationals games and were there, or was there
probably
a Soto contingent in the Bronx?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
So,
but keep going.
Thing. Right. The third thing was that there was a video circulating the other day after he signed with, or after, you know, the Yankees traded for him.
Yep.
That showed Soto shopping in a baseball store.
Yes.
And something with the Jeter shirt and said, oh, I got to get this Jeter shirt.
You mean after he, like, discarded the Mets jersey? He's like, nah, I'm not interested in this.
So
that makes you feel good?
Yeah. So the first thing
that
he
makes
did
you feel
that,
good?
The first thing he did in that video was walk over to the Mets jersey, pick it up and look at it.
Sally, come on, man. I mean, dude, what are you doing?
I think Soto wants to be a Met. I think Soto wants to be a Met, BT. Hey, look, there are, believe it or not, we always make it like, oh, the Yankees are the only team in town. There are a lot of people who prefer the Mets to the Yankees.
I'm not here to disparage the Mets, but, I mean,
sure? You're not here to
It depends how aggressive you are. That changes fast. I don't wake up with the intention to disparage the Mets. I just simply volley back when Angry Sal comes out.
What's the volley
but,
back?
No, the volley back is, I think you're crazy for saying, and I saw the video, and what I interpreted was, he's going through the rack, and he sees a Mets jersey, and he just pushes it aside, which is actually what happened.
I saw it and thought, wow, the first instinct, you know, like a little kid, what are they drawn to? And do you know why I think he's going to be a Met first and foremost,
why?
BT?
Why?
Take a guess. Oh, bow down to the king!
Who's done nothing yet?
Woo! He's gonna get Yamamoto now. Soto later. Confirmed as of yesterday. All right, we gotta take a break.
God,
we'll talk Tommy DeVito and Zach Wilson coming up next.
Yeah,
yo,
I mean, this is just ridiculous.
This is
what
fun.
You're doing today? It's very fun. It's gonna be more fun for me when he signs. You are going to be dished. I'm actually worried. Like, you're going to be destroyed.
I was having this conversation with somebody at SNY yesterday, a guy, Ryan, big fan of the show, big Met fan.
Okay.
He's like, dude.
He even knows he's going to the Yankees
like,
or Dodgers.
Dude, we need him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you think? He goes, like, you and BT, man, I can't wait to see how he's going to play. You need him. I'm like, right, don't
everybody
worry, Ryan.
Knows.
We got him.
I mean, everybody knows. Sal's lagging behind so far in this one. Doesn't mean you can't deliver the shot
King
to the chin
Cole.
With Yamamoto.
King
I got
Cole
it.
Won't let me down, BT.
All right.